Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Rapper P. Diddy seems to be trying to keep calm, cool, and collected in Miami as rumors about a possible future criminal indictment against him continue to swirl. But Sean Combs isn't going at it alone. No, in the last few weeks, fellow celebrities have expressed their support for the music mogul and his legacy. We're going to break down some of the people who have backed him so far. Welcome to Sidebar, presented by Law & Crime. I'm Jesse Weber. Okay, if this is your first time hearing about the Sean Diddy Combs legal saga that has played out over the last couple of months, my question to you is, where have you been? You've clearly not been watching Sidebar, turning on any television, but in all seriousness, this is a story that has dominated headlines around the world, and we're starting to see more reactions come out from celebrities. And look, there have been whispers about Combs' conduct ever since he rose to prominence and founded Bad Boy Records in the 1990s, but really things took a turn when a bombshell lawsuit was filed by his ex-girlfriend, Cassandra Ventura. That blew everything wide open. Now, Ventura, who went by the stage name Cassie, she accused Combs of some seriously heinous acts, actually crimes, that took place over the years that they dated. She claimed in her reportedly $30 million civil action that Combs forced her to have sex on camera, sometimes with prostitutes or escorts, forced her to do drugs, forced her to carry a gun for him. She also alleges that when she tried to leave him, he raped her. The lawsuit was incredibly graphic and very unsettling and upsetting. And within just one day of the original filing, Combs and Ventura settled the lawsuit. The exact terms of the deal are confidential. We know that in a statement, though, Combs' lawyer at the time, Ben Braffman, said, quote, "Just so we're clear, a decision to settle a lawsuit, especially in 2023, is in no way an admission of wrongdoing. Mr. Combs' decision to settle the lawsuit does not in any way undermine his flat-out denial of the claims. He's happy they got to a mutual settlement and wishes Ms. Ventura the best." But following Cassie's opening volley, more lawsuits followed. And in February, Rodney Jones, or Little Rod Jones, a music producer who worked with Combs on his latest album, filed his own explosive lawsuit accusing Combs of harassing and abusing him over that year. He also claimed that he had video and audio evidence of sexual assault, drugging of drinks, time spent with underage girls. Jones, by the way, named not only Combs, but also his two sons and entertainment industry executives as also being involved in crimes like sex trafficking and sexual assault. But then you fast forward to March. Homeland Security investigators raided Combs' two homes, apparently on behalf of the Southern District of New York. Sources have said that a sex trafficking investigation connected to Combs is currently underway, but we really haven't heard much else on that front. I will say, analysts and experts that we've interviewed here on Sidebar believe that an arrest and indictment is imminent, although once again, we shall see. If you want, by the way, a more complete breakdown of the lawsuits, what potential charges investigators might be looking at, a timeline of events, we've dedicated numerous videos on Sidebar to this, and hopefully you can check it out. Several people, as you might have imagined, have come out against Combs amid these allegations. Most notably is rapper 50 Cent, who's been a very public feud with Combs for years. He joked about Diddy's downfall online and at his concerts. 50 Cent had reportedly been working on a documentary about Combs that he said would expose him. Most celebrities have kept their distance, including people who have been friends with Combs for years. That includes actor Ashton Kutcher. We did an episode on that, too. But that doesn't mean that Mr. Combs isn't getting any public support. No. Recently, several celebrities and collaborators have done interviews or posted on social media about this. So let's start it out. We're going to start it out with actor and R&B singer Tyrese Gibson. So in an Instagram post that now has apparently been deleted, Gibson said 2 days after the raids, quote, "What I can't do and what I won't do is downplay the laughter, the fun, the energy, the inspiration, the award shows, the studio sessions, the most legendary parties and events I've ever attended in my life. I also can't act as if my high school backyard parties throughout South Central LA wasn't the craziest parties ever because of the Bad Boy on slew of hit record. I don't condone, nor do I support abuse, bullying, sexual assault, or anything that is currently being alleged. But what I can't do is turn the blinds on how much this means to me and all of us, and what he has done for the community of music and culture. He continued, I'm praying for Diddy, his kids, his family, his mother, and all of the alleged victims that's in the middle of trying to simply have their voices to be heard. I love this brother. He's been nothing but kind and generous towards me, and that's the way I feel. Praying and praying for more of a better outcome of all of this happening. God bless you, Diddy. If you ever need to call me and just need a listening ear, I'm right here, bro. And Tyrese and Diddy's relationship is well documented with numerous pictures together at different events and so forth. But moving on, let's talk about boxer and promoter and businessman Floyd Mayweather. He also spoke about Combs during an interview on the podcast The Pivot. Now, the episode aired at the end of February, so it was after these huge lawsuits, but before the raids on Combs' properties.
I'm not going to speak bad about P. Diddy because he's still a black man. Mistakes happen. P. Diddy business is P. Diddy business. It's not my job or anyone else's job to go on the internet and stomp him and kick a man while he's down.
Not sure if he still believes that after the raids, but Mayweather and Combs, they have spent time together over the years with Combs attending Mayweather fights and hosting parties after the matches. By the way, 50 Cent actually took to Instagram to respond to Mayweather's comments, writing in a caption, quote, they didn't even ask him about this. Champ, is you stupid or is you dumb? Get me the F out of your head. You sound like a hater. Did he do it? Coming soon. This, again, is an apparent reference to the purported documentary surrounding Diddy that 50 Cent is working on, or at least was working on at the time.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car-selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Another person who recently came forward in support of Combs is an artist known as G. Dep, also known as Ghetto Dependent. After he released his first album, Combs signed G. Dep to a huge 5-album deal with Bad Boy Records, now called Bad Boy Entertainment. But in 2010, G. Dep did something very interesting. He walked into NYPD and told them he had committed a cold case murder from 1993 when a man was shot in the chest. He claimed he didn't know at the time that the victim had died, but wanted to get right with God. He went to trial, was found guilty of second-degree murder, and was sentenced to 15 years in prison. Combs commented on the situation during a SiriusXM radio show, saying G. Dep, quote, did the right thing. Now, G. Dep's sentence was actually commuted by Governor Kathy Hochul, and he was released just this month. Well, G. Dep looked back on his time with Combs very fondly during an interview with The Art of Dialogue after his release and after the raids.
Oh, man. It was crazy. It was bananas, man. That had to be the wildest time of my life, man. Honestly, you know what I'm saying? That was a wild time, man. We was young.
In a separate interview with Fox 5 in New York, G. Dep said that he would love to work with Combs again, despite the allegations against him. He said he spent many days and nights with the rapper and never saw any of the behavior described in the civil suits. He even said, quote, and I'm like, when did that happen? We were in the studio for months on end with each other. He went on to say that there's a difference between what people say and what is proven in court. Quote, people should, you know, give people, you know, the benefit of the doubt. People can say anything. Well, we've told you before about one of Combs' biggest supporters, and that is Stevie J. Stevie J is an award-winning music producer and DJ who's been friends with Combs for decades. In fact, he was seen at Combs' Miami home recently, and was reportedly inside the house during the Homeland Security raids back in March. And in an interview with Fox 5 New York, after those federal agents swooped in, Stevie J said, "My man would never break the law. We're law-abiding citizens. That's what we do. You know, this is another crucifixion of a black man." Stevie J, by the way, was mentioned in Rodney Jones' lawsuit in connection with allegations of grooming. You see, Jones says that he's a heterosexual male, but claims Combs kept trying to coerce him into having sex with men. And one of the ways he did that, according to Jones, was that Combs allegedly showed Jones a video of two men having sex and claimed that one of the men was Stevie J. This is someone that Jones, as a fellow music producer, looked up to and admired. Jones claims that Combs was using this video to try to groom him. Now, to be clear, it was never confirmed that the video actually showed Stevie J, who dismissed the allegations by saying that Jones and his attorneys are just trying to make money. Stevie J also told TMZ, quote, "Whatever someone does in their bedroom, that's what they do. I got nothing to do with that. I've never seen my man do anything foul like they talking about. I've never seen it. I've known him for 29 years. Hey, I just want to take a quick sidebar from Sidebar to talk to you about something completely unrelated. Look, we are in this whole new culture where we're finally recognizing how important it is to eat clean and to use clean products. Why do I say that? Because every 5 seconds, we hear these new studies that are telling us something alarming. Like, apparently, we're eating and drinking roughly a credit card's worth of plastics a week. Microplastics. That most cleaning formulas are 90% water and lead to excessive carbon emissions, and they're often filled with nasty ingredients like chlorine and ammonia. Yeah. Well, that is why I'm excited to talk to you about Blue Land. Now, here's the thing. I was actually using Blue Land even before they became a sponsor. That's how much I believe in what they're doing and how much I love what they're doing. What are they doing? Well, their whole goal is to eliminate single-use plastic, and their containers and bottles are awesome. They have this really cool, sleek, modern design, looks great on my counter. I have their hand soap. I have their pods for their laundry, toilet, dishwasher. I have bathroom cleaners. I have glass cleaners. My house is filled with Blue Land stuff. I mean, it's all made with clean ingredients. I love the idea I'm using something that I know is not only better for me and my family and the planet, but it also takes care of the job. I'm not sacrificing quality or efficiency. It's amazing. All you got to do is just fill it up with water, drop in the tablet. You're ready to go. It does a fantastic job. I don't have to go out and buy bulky cleaning supplies anymore. By the way, so easily refillable. Refills start at just $2.25. I'm saving so much money on this. You can even set up a subscription or buy in bulk for additional savings. Maybe it's not that surprising then that Blue Land is in over 1 million homes, including mine. Well, right now, Blue Land has a special offer for Sidebar's audience. You can get 15% off of your first order by going to blueland.com/sidebar. You won't want to miss this. blueland.com/sidebar for 15% off. That's blueland.com/sidebar to get 15% off. Hope you check it out. Moving on, let's talk about artist Uncle Luke, who's voiced support for Combs, but was also quoted after the raids as saying he didn't want to be involved in whatever Combs was up to.
Right, did you party with Diddy a lot?
Oh, no, not really. I would go to the party and leave early.
Why wouldn't you stay? Right?
I go to the party and leave early. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know what goes on after hours, but
he wasn't trying to find out.
I wasn't trying to find out.
However, Uncle Luke has also expressed shock that more people haven't been speaking out on Combs' behalf and has thrown out some interesting conspiracy theories as reasons the government may be targeting Diddy. He believes this all may be connected to Combs suing major corporations that he'd been working with. Uncle Luke talked about it on an Instagram Live right after the raids.
You want to talk all your cash money and you want to go after these people, what ends up happening? They start the smear campaign because they down with the media. They got to smear you before you go into the courtroom of your peers.
He went on to say, quote, "When you get your billions and they put you on a pedestal, that's because they put you up on a pedestal. They made you the guy. They place you on every network. They sold you to all y'all on here. They put you up on a pedestal because they need you." He also said, "Never bite the hand that feeds you. This is how the major corporations work when you try to come after them." Uncle Luke also said if there were underage girls at any of Combs' events, it's up to the people around them to say that's not okay, like bodyguards to check IDs. Ines is another rapper who's been calling all of this a smear campaign. He is a former member of the MTV reality show created by Combs called Making the Band. After the second season of the show, Combs decided to disband the group, said wasn't really getting along. But in an interview with the YouTube channel directed by CEO Nafeez, after the lawsuits were filed, but before we knew about the apparent federal investigation, Enes said he spent years with Combs and said, yes, he liked to party, but he never saw things like what were being alleged in the lawsuits.
And that's what's happening with Puff, is a smear campaign. And what they usually do is they go to your personal habits. So they start attacking your personal habits, your girlfriends, your exes, and then they try to find something to attack you through those vessels. And that's what they did.
Enes went on to say this is also what happened to other black alleged celebrity abusers like R. Kelly, Michael Jackson, and Bill Cosby. Now let's talk about a different artist, Ja Rule. During an appearance on Piers Morgan Uncensored, the artist, Ja Rule, was asked about Combs and the civil lawsuits. Ja Rule said that his heart goes out to anyone who's a victim of heinous crimes like this, but he says he wants to see all the facts before he makes any decisions.
I believe in justice, and I believe in the crime fitting the punishment fitting the crime. I believe in that as well. And if people get convicted of the things that these people are saying, then they should be put in jail. But I also believe, on the flip side, if people are lying about these things, they should also be taken to court, tried, and be put in prison as well.
Again, this interview aired before the raids happened on March 25th. Ja Rule went on to say that, quote, it's another black man in this industry going through some unfortunate circumstances. I wish him luck with everything he's going through. And if there's victims in this, I can't speak on things that I don't know about peers, but I wish everybody love. Morgan also asked Ja Rule if the hip hop and rap industry are facing a reckoning similar to the Me Too movement, but the artist dodged the question, saying he didn't know. Finally, let's close this out with Slim Thug. He's commented online, criticizing fans and fellow artists in the music industry for apparently reveling in Combs' downfall. He took to Instagram just after the Homeland Security raid to say, quote, we can't just really go off of the he say, she say. It's tough to see so many people want to see him crash out like this. I don't want to see a black man who came so far, almost to $1 billion, fall down. That's our inspiration. It ain't too many of us. They took Kanye down. We losing another billionaire over allegations at this point. Still ain't no criminal charges. And look, he's correct. Combs has not been charged criminally with any kind of sex trafficking or sexual abuse counts, anything like that. The civil actions are just that, lawsuits in civil court that could potentially lead to a monetary settlement or a verdict. But after the raids, many are certainly anticipating a criminal indictment against the music mogul and even potentially his sons. And I will say, when I heard and read all these statements, I was putting my legal brain on. I was putting on my legal cap. And one thing I did think about is whether Diddy, if he were charged, if he were tried, if he were convicted, would these celebrities speak on his behalf during sentencing? As we talked about in the That 70s Show star Danny Masterson's case, after he was convicted of rape, his co-stars on that show, Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher, they wrote on his behalf to the court during sentencing, and they took a lot of heat for that. So will celebrities come to Diddy's defense if that should happen? Now, of course, what I'm saying is incredibly premature. To be clear, once again, neither Diddy nor his sons nor his associates have been arrested or criminally charged in connection with anything with this ongoing investigation. And Diddy has not been found civilly liable by a court or a jury in any of these lawsuits I mentioned. Having said that, we will, of course, continue to follow what happens next. That's all we have for you here on Sidebar. Everybody, thank you so much for joining us. As always, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jesse Weber. I'll speak to you next time.